Well, it has a different taste. It's a better taste melon.
Uh-huh. Cantaloupe is?
No, the sweet melon.
Sweet melon is.
It's a better, it's altogether different from a cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
A cantaloupe, you can't make too many desserts out of it. I mean, well, like watermelon, you make a watermelon dessert or something.
Yeah.
You can't make hardly anything out of a cantaloupe like you can a sweet melon.
I see. Okay. What do you call those little umbrella-shaped things that grow up in the yard after a rain?
A toadstool.
Okay. Can you eat those?
No.
Okay. What do you call the kind like that that you can eat?
Mushrooms.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. Okay, you could say, if you added it on the end of that sentence, you say he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. Some people smoke pipes, but other people smoke
cigarettes
or
cigars.
Okay. And say you're at a party and a bunch of people having a good time. There was somebody playing the piano and a bunch of other people were standing around the piano. They'd probably all be
singing.
Okay. And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay. And if somebody offers to do you a favor, you'd say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
any bother.
Okay. If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, ask if you're capable of doing it, you know? You'd say, well, sure, I
hope so.
Or, you bet I
could.
Okay, or if you're going to do it today.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you're going to do it today. You say, I sure
could do the job today.
Okay. If you're not able to do something, you'd say, gee, I'd like to, but I
just couldn't.
Okay. If you didn't use could, if you use a shorter word, they'd say, can you do that? You'd say, I sure.
No.
You say, I sure.
Sure could.
Okay, but you're not going to use could. You're going to use, they say,
sure.
Can you do that? You say,
I sure do.
Yeah,
all right. Well, that's the shortest one is do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I tell you what, we probably got that somewhere along the way. I'm not going to worry about that one. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to go to work before sun up, and all I'm going to today.
I'm not going to do no more work today.
Okay. There might be a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was
not hurt bad.
Say it was worse than that.
In shock.
Worse than that.
Dead.
Okay. So you didn't need to call a doctor because the victim was
dead.
All right.
It was horrible.
What was it like?
Well, there was a young, old couple going home to the Brownfields.
Uh-huh.
And there was two guys coming on the wrong side of an expressway.
Your kid.
And they were both drunk. And they hit these people straight ahead. And it just tore off the whole top of his pickup. But it killed those two old people.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy that was in the steering wheel, he was all right, but the other guy was thrown and he was dead out there on the highway. Mm-hmm. And cars were going, didn't even bother to stop to see if he's all right.
Hey.
And my husband and my two oldest boys, they went up there, and I wanted to go up.
Yeah.
And he said, no. He said, you stay here, because there's no place for you up there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I come in, and it was cool. And I went out, came in, and got my jacket, and went back up there. Mm-hmm. And these old people were laying out there on that pavement.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have hardly anything. I mean, her shoes were just torn off of her.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, they were coming that fast.
That's terrible.
And they were just laying there. They were dead.
Yeah, it was awful.
And so what I did, I went over there to a truck where they were driving, and it was all smashed in, but they were thrown out. Mm-hmm. They didn't have even safety belts in there. Mm-hmm. Just think what they would have been. They'd been crushed to death in that front seat if they had a safety belt.
Yeah, that's true.
So they were throwing, one was one way, and the other was the other way.
Yeah.
And so I went in the car, and they, she must have just come back from a picnic or something, because that quilts thing. Oh. I picked up those two quilts and covered them.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand to see people standing over them. Anyway, her dress was up and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And there was boys and everything looking, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
I just went over there and the policeman saw me.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to cover her up. It's just a shame she's laying there. Her clothes torn off and everything.
Yeah.
He said, go ahead. So I went over there. He didn't even ask me who I was. I just went over there and put the cover over him.
Yeah.
Laughing over her and him both.
Yeah.
His shoes were torn completely off.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he had a big old gash in his leg.
Yeah.